safeguard that they had in TPP was on a yearly basis, and it was much more liberal. So I have the feeling because we just exceeded the amount by only 113 metric tons, it was very, very close under this old administration, but definitely under TPP, but this would not have been the case.
Now, Japan is the U.S.'s largest beef market, worth $1.5 billion, close to half of that being frozen product. Thus, Tsang says the WTO-permitted 11.5% tariff hike could have a big impact on our frozen beef sales.
This is going to impact the food service market, especially in Japan. They have a certain items in their cuisine, which they call the beef bowl, where they have beef on top of rice. This is primarily our frozen short plates. That's 90% of our frozen inventory. And so that's going to have an impact pretty much immediately. There's some inventory in Japan, but as this goes on, if it goes on for, let's say, a month or two, there's going to be more pronounced impact.